if it's student-led. So there are lots of programs out there that I think that, you know, I don't think the government is the answer, but I think that the government can help out when something is working. And you have to have parameters. You have to, you know, basically say this is what the metrics that we're looking for. If this is happening, if you're getting these results, then the government can help out. So it's a lot of these public-private partnerships that we should be doing. I think that there's room for both of those kinds of programs to continue to build up as long as we're seeing the results.
Do you have time to stay for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Good. Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We're going to talk about the news of the day, and the news of the day is everybody's talking about should the president go to Kenosha or not. He says he's going to. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And coming up on 431 right now as we check out the traffic cams right now posted all over southern Nevada. We're getting some slow flows as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl one direction anyway, 515 east at Main. And that's causing some slowing there on that transition as people are moving from Interstate 15 north to go 515 east towards Henderson. Some slowing through there. Congestion on the Beltway as well, 215 west at Rainbow, eastbound 215 at Windmill on the Southern Beltway. Those lane restrictions continue eastern at the 215. And look for road work on Interstate 11. That's northbound at Horizon Ridge.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, Boomer Naturals presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ.
To the left point, Lewis Puck, Knights do get it to center. Stone working it out. And now it's Pacioretty, two-on-one with Carlson. Pacioretty back to the left, in the middle, a shot tipped toward the goal. They score!
Golden Knights radio with the call. Max Pacioretty with his second goal of the game, helping Vegas beat Vancouver 5-3. They take a 3-1 series lead in the best of seven. Game 5 tomorrow night, 6:45 Pacific puck drop. The Canucks with their backs against the wall. The Diamondbacks fell 4-1 against San Francisco on Sunday. The D-backs wasting a solid effort from starting pitcher Taylor Clark. One run on one hit over five innings. He struck out seven and walked one. Arizona's Eduardo Escobar with a solo home run in the loss. Boomer Naturals, your source for three-layer protective face masks. Breathable protection for adults and kids. Save 20% with promo code SPORTS at BoomerNaturals.com. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, talk radio done right.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal, and the only one that's trending. Up to date, around the clock, what you need, from who you know. With storm fronts, stand-ups, live news, and points of view.
And that's Nightly News. I'm Lester Holt.
And that's why you can't not watch Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Content availability may vary over time.
If you knew there was an energy shot that also helped you lose weight, would you try it? Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots give you sustained energy without the sugar jitters or crash. That's why Keto Energy Shots constantly get five-star reviews. The secret is our patented all-natural ingredient DBHB. This powerful ingredient revs up your metabolism and turns your body into a fat-burning machine in only minutes. Feel energized while shredding unwanted pounds. Pull into a CVS now and look for Keto Energy Shots in the weight loss aisle. Or go to Real Ketones.
No one can predict a major disaster. History and statistical analysis can help identify a potential threat, but it's no guarantee. When a disaster strikes, will you be ready? All demographics and income levels have experienced the challenges of rebuilding their lives after a disaster or incident. Emergency management officials urge Nevadans to plan ahead with these tips. Gather critical financial, insurance, and medical records. Start an emergency savings plan. Obtain proper insurance and keep small bills in your safety kit. Whether a natural or human caused disaster, we all play a role in keeping Nevada safe. If you see something, say something. Report suspicious activity to local law enforcement. For more info, contact your local emergency manager's office or go to den.nv.gov and click on Plan Ahead Nevada.
Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Management, your local emergency manager's office. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, this hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Joining us, as he does every Monday, Scott Hammond, the state senator from Nevada District 18. For those, just kind of a refresher course, Nevada 18, where is it?
Mostly, it's the northwest corner, as you're going out, Centennial Hills area. So up here by the Centennial Bowl going in, up here, it's a great little location up here as you're leaving Las Vegas and heading off towards Reno.
I want to get into the news of the day, and of course the news of the day is that the president tomorrow is going to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where they've had death and destruction, and it's been horrific what we have seen. It looks like Wisconsin is accepting at least some federal help. But I want to ask you about the trip. And a lot of people are saying, well, he shouldn't go. The governor says, well, he's just fanning the flames. Do you think he should go?
Look, I'm the last person most people are going to ask. I'm just not the guy who gives a lot of, that's above my pay grade. But look, the president needs to show the American people. I think he needs to be a leader. I think he needs to go places that need leadership. I actually think he should probably go. But I think that he needs to go there and with the resolve to try and help the situation. And if he does it that way, then I think that's exactly what he needs to do.
Well, and the thing that I fear most is that the kind of violence we've seen there in Minneapolis and Chicago and Portland, that we're going to start seeing that in other American cities, including maybe some here in Nevada. They had the special session that you were a part of. Did they do enough or did they do too much in trying to quell some of this violence here in the state of Nevada, all the legislative stuff that they did, and a lot of it was really, really bad. Did they do too much or not enough?
Well, in terms of the police, I think that the police, I would imagine that you're going to hear from a lot of folks who are police officers who don't like what happened, and I think that they went a little too far. I mean, it's one thing to talk about chokeholds and banning chokeholds, what they've done for a long time. They talked a little bit about that and then extended it. But then, we're talking about with Nicole Cannizzaro's bill, what she did with that, reversing a lot of stuff that she did in 2019. It basically, a police officer can be brought up on charges, stemming from an arrest, and they can bring that back 5 years later, and they could have all the evidence against the police officer, but the police officer never gets to see any of the evidence until after the decision is made. I mean, that's not what I would say is, the correct due process, but that's what we have in place. And if you're talking about a stumbling block to getting more police officers into the academy, black or white, that would be a huge one right there. And so I think that they went a little too far. And one of my concerns is that we're going to start seeing this and take place, this violence. You're going to see this violence take place in more cities, more places across the country, which is, again, a huge difference that was really drawn out during the Republican National Convention. I think they really did a good job of saying, there's a stark difference. There's, what's going on in cities controlled by Democrats, states controlled by Democrats, and what's going on in other places, and what the president would like to see, and what most people would like to see. And I think that's why he's getting more votes now in the black community. They don't want to see the police departments defunded. They certainly, you can talk about training, and certainly you can talk about de-escalation and other things. I think our police department does a pretty good job. I know that a lot of people come here to try and see what they do, and perhaps you can do that in more locations, but defunding them, I just don't see a lot of people wanting to do that. I think you're seeing the numbers change in our favor on that.
Scott, just over 60 days remaining until Election Day. October 17th is the start of early voting. And I want to ask you, we've all had a chance to, I guess, digest this AB4 thing and the whole deal about, harvesting ballots and things like that, mail-in votes. What's the thing that keeps you up at night worried about this election?
Well, you see a lot of people, they've written about this. I've seen a lot of articles come out in the last couple of days, and they talk about how, Secretary of State Barbara Sugarski has put out, sort of a myths about SB4 and about the election law or the election ballots and the new law that came out, and praising her for this. But, they don't talk a lot about the fact that she still has lots of reservations about this. There are a lot of myths. One, it's not an all mail-in ballot, right? You can still show up. All it means is that everybody's going to get a ballot. So she actually talks a lot about this, dispelling these myths, but no one bothers to continue writing saying, well, she's telling you that it's not going to be this, so why does the Secretary of State still have reservations about it? And I can tell you right now, there's a couple of reservations. One, it's costing us money, a lot more money than you want to spend right now, that we could have been putting towards Health and Human Services, drawing down federal dollars, making sure that we prevent more providers from leaving the state. It also talks a little about the ballot harvesting. That's something that a lot of people don't want to see because it has potential for abuse. And that's the one thing that people don't understand. Yeah, I mean, we're all going to get a mail-in ballot. And yeah, we've all, the post office, they probably can handle this. We've done it in the past. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can say, I'm fine with that or whatever. People might make a case for it. But the reality is having people going out there and collecting all of these ballots and then delivering them, you are opening yourself up for the potential for fraud. And I think that is the most egregious part about the bill. And we need to, as Republicans, we need to make sure that we talk about that. I don't like to talk about the other things that, quite frankly, we have been mailing in things for a long time. I'm okay with that. I hope I'm making myself clear. I think that people need to focus in on that ballot harvesting. That's the part that has the potential to really be detrimental to our voting process.
Hey, Scott, in our final minute, people love your teletown halls. They're informative. You bring big-name guests, folks that actually are decision-makers or policy-makers. Can you talk about when your next teletown hall is going to be?
We're going to do it again next week, next Monday. We did one last week. We had, matter of fact, Wayne Thorty, Deputy Director of Elections for the Department for Secretary of State's Office. He did a great hour with me. We had a lot of questions about the whole process, and, he did a great job. We're going to do another one next week. Not sure who we're going to bring on next week. I think it's going to have to be a little bit more healthcare related, because I really want to talk about, relevancy, what numbers and what stats should we really be focusing in on when it comes to the COVID pandemic.
Well, it is going to be you'll have information for us next week.
Yep, I will. I have a contact, all the phone numbers that anybody is ever going to need, and everything else.
That'll be great. Scott, have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Kevin. Talk to you.
There you go. Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 18. Coming up top of the hour, John Ponder, the founder of Hope for Prisoners. We'll talk about what it is, what it does, and the amazing week he had in Washington. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has a hot deal for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change. Visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycri has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycri.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
School is back in session at home now more than ever. It's important to create meaningful memories for your family. Why not make it an adventure in an RV from Johnny Walker RV? Call it your classroom on wheels or your mobile office in the woods. For as low as $119 a month, thousands are making it a reality. Shop RVs from home with their virtual inventory online at jwrv.com or visit one of their three locations on Boulder Highway for the best value, selection, and service for 57 years. Work, learn, and play at a Johnny Walker RV today.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question, and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry, because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're pregnant. And no matter what you do, no matter what you try, you can't stop using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco. But no matter how lost you are, how far along you are, it's not too late. There's always hope, and there are many safe places that can help you stop using. In Nevada, pregnant women are given the highest priority for substance use treatment. Low-cost treatment options may be available so you and your baby can get healthy now. If you or someone you love is pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant and using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 to find help today. SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org also has resources for healthcare providers, friends, and family. If you want to help someone who's pregnant and using, visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211 today. Sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, and more. Call 702-714-1060. The quote, it's absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. Pick up the phone. Find out how you can save money on your insurance. 702-714-1060, Castle Insurance Group. Now, on the Sunday shows yesterday, there were a whole bunch of stuff talked about. Going to Kenosha was one. The other thing was the aftermath of the Republican National Convention. And Amy Klobuchar, who ran for both president and vice president, lost both times. This was her reaction to the Trump reference at the convention to use of the term thugs, which, by the way, was spot on. Right. I mean, no, she was right. He was right when he called them thugs. I'm talking about the rioters, the looters, the attackers, the anarchists, Antifa. But this was Amy Klobuchar and her reaction with John Carl on This Week on ABC.
These incredible people from all over the country, all over the world that were there last night, they walked out to a bunch of thugs. And that wasn't, remember this, that wasn't friendly protesters.
So what was your reaction as you saw that? There's no question that, that Trump supporters were intimidated and approached as they left the White House in a rather menacing way.
Well, my first reaction is, and I have long condemned looting, violence, threats. That's not peaceful protest. And I don't care who's engaging in it, you condemn it. And of course, Joe Biden has clearly condemned it. But let's step back. This isn't just happening in one place. It's happening all over the country. It is happening under Donald Trump's watch. What is going on? We have innocent people like George Floyd shot by police. We have what happened in Kenosha. And then we have a president that literally stands on the people's lawn in violation of the Hatch Act, stands on the lawn with a bunch of pageantry in a bunch of fancy clothes with arias playing from the balcony and says, oh, do you want to be more safe? We are not safe in Donald Trump's America. It's not only have we seen an increase in hate crimes, not only have we seen increases in crime, but we have seen 3,600 people die during the Republican convention, Jonathan. Now over 180,000 people that died from this coronavirus. Seniors like my dad visiting them behind glass windows as he stands alone with coronavirus in a room. I'll never forget that moment. And he survived that. But so many other people's parents and grandparents did not. So, no, we are not more safe. And I think Joe Biden has a very strong case to make about the changes he will make to make this country more safer. We have not seen this with this president.
That's Amy Klobuchar, the senator who ran for president, then ran for vice president, and lost both times. What a loser. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Walt. So good to have you with us. It is Monday. Brand new week. Brand new challenges ahead this week. And, of course, the president going to Kenosha, Wisconsin tomorrow. And the big debate right now is, should he or shouldn't he? I'm saying you're the president of the United States. You are the consoler-in-chief. Go to Kenosha. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Complex problems and complex solutions.
There's no simple kind of knee-jerk, one-liner response to this kind of challenge.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
B&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Sun Country Heating and Cooling is a premiered certified independent trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency trained systems than any trained dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling for fast service. 702-617-8159. That's 702-617-8159.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds, and always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
Complex problems and complex solutions.
There's no simple kind of knee-jerk, one-liner response to this kind of challenge.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio. Done right.
R&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, sometimes the message that people give is subtle, nuanced, and sometimes it's just in your face. That's what Portland Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler did. He blamed President Trump on the violence in Portland after a right-wing protester was murdered last night. Wheeler's attempt to deflect blame comes after he told Trump last week to, quote, stay away, unquote, following the president's offer of federal funds or federal troops. He went on to say, quote, do you seriously wonder, Mr. President, why this is the first time in decades that America has seen this level of violence? If you, who have created the hate and the division, it's you who have not found a way to say the names of black people killed by police officers, even as people in law enforcement have, and it's you who claim that white supremacists are good people. That, first of all, that's not what he said. I mean, there they go again, using one phrase from a full sentence. English teachers all across America are aghast at that. No, he used that. And it's you who claim that white supremacists are good people. He did not do that. He did not do that. Stick around. More to do as we can. I'm so excited about this next guest. We had him on over at, I think when we were at CBS. Years ago, back in the day. He is John Ponder. You saw him on the Republican National Convention. He's the founder of Hope for Prisoners. He's John Ponder. He'll join us next. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It's Monday on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's